indication that the church is being built, because Jesus said, go into all the world, making disciples of all the nations, baptizing them. So when people are baptized, it's an indication that disciples are being made, and disciples are members of the body of Christ, right? So the church is being built. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus promised that he would build his church, and he's doing just that. And he builds his church one person at a time, right? One individual at a time, as people come to faith in Christ, and then they're baptized, and they grow, and they serve. So it's very exciting. I'm glad you're here today. Robert and Dan, we appreciate you guys stepping up and seeking baptism. So that's going to be a great thing. So because Jesus said, again, in the Great Commission, let me just see if I can find it real quick. Matthew 28, the very end of the book of Matthew, he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. That's the Great Commission, and we're seeing that fulfilled in our little church. Isn't that great? So he's making disciples of all the nations. In Mexico, is he making disciples? Yes, he is. In America? In Africa? I was recently told that there are more Christians in Africa now than in the United States. There are more believing Christians in Africa than there are in the United States. God is at work around the world. So what is a disciple of Christ? We're talking about discipleship for the next several weeks. A disciple is a learner. In other words, a disciple puts himself under a teacher or a master and says, I want to learn. I want to learn what you know. I want to learn to live how you live. I want to make the things that are important to you important to me. So disciples are learners and followers. What did Jesus say when he called his disciples? He said, follow me. Follow me. Walk behind me. Walk with me. Learn of me. Learn my truths. Learn my heart. And learn the things that I do that bring glory to God. So what is the goal of discipleship? The goal is to make us more like our master. When someone agrees to follow a master, they agree to let their life be changed to reflect more of the master. Jesus said this in Luke 6:40. I love this verse. Jesus said, a disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher. So the goal of following Jesus is to become like him, right? Isn't that a great goal? Is that your goal today? To become like Christ? That should be the driving force of your life as a Christian. I want to become more like Jesus. So everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher, Jesus said. So that is a noble goal. And the prayer should be, Lord, make me more like you. Make me more like you. Last week we saw that a follower of Jesus must be a student of the Word of God. Ernie did a great job of expressing the importance of the Bible, the Word of God, and making that a part of our life. A regular diet of the Word of God is what we need, right? And how are you going to become like Jesus if you don't know what he's like? How do you find out what he's like? The Word of God, right? Amen. And in John 8:31 and 32, Oops, I'm not there. Well, I think I can do it from memory. John 8:31. Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." What makes you a disciple? Abiding in his word, right? So thanks, Ernie, for that good message last week. A disciple is a student of God's word. Well, let's look at another trait of a disciple of Jesus. A disciple of Jesus is a follower of Christ. He's a student of the word of God. He studies the word. What else does he do? A disciple prays. We're going to talk about prayer today. A disciple of Jesus Christ is a man or a woman of prayer. The word of God and prayer. Those are our two primary sources of relationship with Christ. I was going to sing a song, but my voice is gone. But it goes, read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow. How's that for a froggy voice? That's a little kid's song. Amen, amen. Give us another one, Pastor. We sing that during VBS. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow. Well, Jesus, was he a man of prayer? Did Jesus pray? I mean, he was the Son of God. He didn't need to pray, did he? He did need to pray. In his humanity, Jesus Christ needed to pray and spend time with his Father in prayer. Amen? The first three chapters in the book of in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the scripture says numerous times that Jesus got up from sleep very early in the morning, before it was even light, and he went to a secluded place, and there he did what? He prayed. And then in Luke 6, it says that Jesus prayed all night. You know what he was preparing for? He was preparing to call his disciples. He prayed all night before he chose his disciples. He prayed before the tomb of Lazarus. Remember that? He prayed to the Father before he raised Lazarus from the dead. He prayed in the upper room. He prayed for us. Remember that in John 17? Jesus Christ prayed. He said, I'm not praying just for these who are here. I'm praying for leave my spirit. Jesus Christ prayed all the time. He was a man of prayer. He was a man of prayer. In his humanity, Jesus prayed to his Father, his Abba Father. And by the way, do you know what the glorified Lord Jesus Christ is doing right now? He's praying. He's interceding for us at the right hand of the Father. The glorified Lord Jesus Christ is actually interceding for you right now. He's praying that you'll have ears to hear what he has to say to you in spite of what the pastor does. In spite of a froggy throat or whatever. He's praying that we will respond to his word. He's praying that we'll grow in him. He's praying that we'll be students of the word and followers of him. Jesus is praying right now. You want to be like Christ? Then get praying. Get praying. Let me just read that in Romans 8:34. It says, who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Christ is making intercession for you right now. Isn't that great? The glorified God-man, Jesus Christ, is our intercessor at the right hand of God. So, do you desire to be more like Christ? Yes, amen, amen. Then get praying, right? And let's pray and ask the Lord's blessing on the rest of this message. Father, thank you for your great love, your ability to use us in our weakness. And I pray, Lord, that in my weakness you would show forth your strength today. We thank you again, Lord, for your intercession for us. When we come to you in prayer, we can be assured that you are also praying for us. Thank you, Lord, for this day, this wonderful day, as we see you building your church here in the uttermost parts of the earth, Newport, Washington. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Guide us this day, protect us from the enemy, and help us to rejoice in our salvation today. For I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So we often say that Jesus saved us so that we could have a living relationship with him, right? It's not religion, it's relationship with the living God. But how do we engage in our relationship with him? Through prayer. A relationship is built on communication, right? Husbands and wives ought to be communicating. And one of the chief complaints that wives often have is, he never talks to me. Well, you... I see those hands. So. Communication is the key to relationship. God communicates to us by his Spirit, through his Word, and we communicate to him through prayer, right? So you got saved so that you could have a living relationship with Christ, and that means you're praying, you're talking to him, you're communing with him. Okay, now there's only one time in Scripture where the disciples asked Jesus to teach them something. Only one place where they actually, he was teaching them all the time. But there's only one place that's recorded in the New Testament where they said, Lord, teach us. What did he say? Teach us to pray. Lord, teach us to pray. Well, that's how we came by the Lord's Prayer, is because Jesus taught them how to pray. But let's look at this great passage in the book of Luke. I think we'll have it on the screen. Luke 11, verses, I'm going to just go to verse 4, I think. Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray.